Good morning.
Morning. Tell us some of the finer points of the Touareg from Volkswagen.
It's new for 2011. Nice vehicle. I had the one, it was called the Comfort Line, which is kind of their mid-trim level. Starts at around $48,000, and it's beautiful. It's comfortable inside. Once again, Volkswagen has just nailed the interior. Beautiful, simple-to-use touchscreen. The driving position is wonderful. The only thing really I complain about the interior, and this is really nitpicky, is that the memory buttons were too far back on the door that I had. You know, they were hard to reach. But you only use them once anyway, so it's not really a big deal. Even an 8-speed automatic transmission with a sport mode.
Eight-speed?
8-speed. They're starting to, well, I wouldn't say they're common yet, but they are getting a little less uncommon now. They first came out with Lexus's flagship a couple of years ago that had the 8-speed, and now you're starting to see them. But very nice. Beautiful on the outside. They've done it looks like the old Touareg, but it has evolved. Not, you know, the old saw evolutionary rather than revolutionary.
Right.
I mean, it still looks like a Touareg, but they've done a nice job on it. It's a little smoother, a little more handsome, and again, it's got lots of room inside, lots of storage space. The audio system, typical Volkswagen, typical German, really. It's just awesome. It's just the standard audio system. Right. The only complaint I had about that was that the disc player is in the glove compartment over the passenger side, and it slides up into the roof of the glove compartment. So if you want to get at it, you have to pull this release lever and then have the disc player come out, and then you discover that you can't reach from the driver's seat anyways.
Other than that,
that's nice.
What other high-tech gear does this have on it?
This one is a 3.6-liter V6 engine. You can also get it with an 8. You can also get it with a diesel.
Did you get a chance to drive it in the snow?
Yes, I've had it for the snow for the entire week. It is just great in the snow. Always felt really confident. Again, once you hit an icy patch, and nothing's really going to help you on that. But for most of the regular winter conditions, it drives beautifully. And it has this huge power glass panoramic sunroof as well, which unfortunately was too cold to open more than just to go, wow, is that ever nice?
Right.
And it slides right back over the back seat. So they can look out through a fixed glass roof. But the huge sunroof at the front folds back, and again, you can almost parachute through the thing. It's I can see it in a spy movie. They're going to be coming in through that and having a fist fight going down the freeway.
It sounds pretty good. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and you also got a chance to check out the Scion, and we'll ask you about that in just a moment. Now, Live 88.5 Traffic. Here's Amal Wahab.
It's a nice little car. It goes well. The one I have has an automatic transmission, which is it's a deal breaker for me. But this was not bad. The other Scions only have a 4-speed automatic, which in 2011 model year, you know, it's like, well, I mean, my car is a 1991 and it has a 4-speed. That was innovative then. Now it's, now it's entry level. But the TC has a 6-speed, and that makes it a lot more fun to drive and a lot more efficient, too.
Was it the base level that you had?
Yeah, it's just basically the base level, and you can option them up, and you can customize them. They're all designed for that, sort of to be, tuner cars. It's just a little 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, 180 horsepower, so it's, you know, it's not bad. I mean, 180 sounds like nothing these days, but I used to own a Supra that was really fast, and it was only 150 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no slouch. Today's horsepowers are just going out of this world, and that's kind of fun. But, it's comfortable. It's nice to drive. It has just about everything you need, and Toyota really brags about, or sorry, Scion really brags about their audio system that is inside it.
Right.
It's a 200-watt Pioneer audio system, and it sucks.
Oh, no. You didn't like it at all? You haven't liked Toyota sound systems since we've known you, I think.
No, I'm not a real fan of Toyota sound systems, but this one they're bragging about, you know, genuine Scion audio. It's a standard 200-watt Pioneer audio system. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Pioneer. They've made some nice stuff. But first of all, the first thing they rubbed me the wrong way about is that the buttons are too small for me to read. So I'd have to stop the car, put on my reading glasses, look at the buttons. I mean, after a while, if I had the car, I suppose, then I would get used to them, but the tone controls basically give you there's neutral, there's listen, and there's feel. I was coming home listening to an old album last night, and I put it on listen, and then I put it on feel, and yeah, it does give you a little more oomph, but what it doesn't do is make the sound any better. It sounds muddy.
Right.
I would want that thing thrown out. But it's got everything else you need. It's got, you know, nice, simple instrumentation. It has the controls on the steering wheel for the audio system. It comes with Bluetooth. The rear seat is not bad. I mean, you're not going to expect much of a rear seat in a little two-door coupe like this, but it's pretty comfortable. Reasonable hatch. You know, it's a nice little car, and it's only around $20,000.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts as always, Jim. And hey, Jim, we're not going to get a chance to talk to you until after the holidays. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas to you, to Dave, to Amal, and to all of your listeners. It's been fun. I look forward to it in the new year.